New Zealand also has a long history of soil and cement stabilisation. Robin Dunlop, now Secretary of Transport in the New Zealand Ministry of Transport, elaborates on the New Zealand experience.
They started in New Zealand in the wartime, 1943-44, at Airbus in Auckland. Very little lime was ever used until the 70s when I worked. I sort of did all my real research predominantly on cement, but saw a great potential for lime and understood a bit about what it was doing, and did look at other additives too, actually. I looked at chemicals of all sorts, but came back to the view that lime had a, you know, was reasonably cheap. What we found there was it was a lot more flexible material, didn't create high strengths, modified the clays and so on, and it had a lot of more application for the low, particularly low volume roads. And I even developed a technique for actually stabilising unsealed roads and leaving them unsealed. And basically what we'd do is we'd grind up the subbase, and then we'd put a bit of aggregate on top. We'd tend to develop a mosaic of aggregate on the top layer so you can minimise the dust and wear characteristics. And, of course, the lime stabilised the pavement so much that you ended up running on almost like a sealed road. They were unbelievably good. Unfortunately, they were so good that some of the councils that I got them doing it went and put a seal on them because we might as well finish it off, and which was, of course, completely defeated the technique in many ways. But I think it had a lot of application in unsealed road situations.
Was that fairly pioneering work, do you think?
It was very pioneering work. No one had ever done that before. And what we found is that the pavement is a very complicated environment. I don't think it had been adequately understood by many people just what is going on the pavement. For instance, every day when the sun comes out, the pavement heats up, drives moisture down into the pavement, and then at night, of course, it does reverse. So you have a whole lot of things going on in the pavement. That's just one thing. With a cement stabilised material, there are characteristics of drying and reacting with the cement that are different in different parts of the pavement, depending on the depth in the pavement, the water content of the pavement, and also the loads on the pavement.
Now, were you actually stabilising the subgrade or the base?
Well, we did everything. I've always been a strong advocate of stabilising subgrade wherever possible, particularly clay. I mean, we have a lot of clay in New Zealand, and my advocacy always been is you treat it as low as you can, whenever you can, from day one, because you probably never get back to have another go at it. It's too hard to remove the top layer, it's too expensive, and then you have a really good platform to build your next layer on. Whatever that layer is, you can put a cemented layer on top of it or a normally unbound granular. It didn't matter, it provided an extremely good platform.
So how does New Zealand's experience in stabilisation compare to Australia's and the rest of the world?
I think we tended to use the strengths of the materials much more efficiently or perhaps more extensively and got more out of them than any other country in the world, because I don't think other countries really used the potential of the material as much as we did, you know. We really stretched the limit.
So has Australia taken some of your techniques as well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Australia was extremely slow at coming to the thin layer pavements rehabilitation. In fact, I did a number of lecture tours over there, and they assured me that we would come unstuck in a big way. That, of course, didn't ever happen. And eventually, without any fanfare, I noticed Australia sort of just adopting it without saying anything. And just one of those things, you sit back and smile.
What do you think Australia has adopted most of all of your techniques?
A better understanding of what you can get away with lower grade materials, modified or unmodified. I think overall they've, and instead of having the view that you have to rebuild pavements every 25 years, that you can actually modify them by a thin layer over the top. We used a technique for quite a while we call 70 millimetres over the high spots. So in other words, an unbound granular or a modified lime or cement modified layer over the top, just to reshape the pavement. They just couldn't believe that you could get away with that.